Success was in my grasp. The pirates had abandoned Spartacus, and now the slaves were so desperate, they even started cutting trees and making rafts. The storms and currents in that strait are notorious, and every raft they made was simply swept away. Meanwhile, I set my own men to work, digging a trench with a spiked barrier right across the peninsula. The trap was complete. Spartacus must surrender or starve. I should have known him better. The terrain was too difficult, the trench too long. Spartacus found the weakest point, filled the trench with dead men and animals, crossed his bridge of corpses by night with all his people, and was free again, all Italy open to him. But now I had a new fear. Fresh Roman armies under Pompey and Lentulus were approaching from north and east. Why should these rival generals snatch the glory of his capture? Spartacus must not escape me.
Split off by the treacherous terrain. Two enemy legions raced to overtake them, but Spartacus rallied us to turn round and save our comrades. We routed those two legions, but now, camped across the dark waters of Lake Palum, there were 10. Marcus Crassus had finally caught up with us. I knew what the gods had decreed, that whatever happened, our time together had run out.
Who would have thought we'd come this far? The circle turns, and here we are, two souls with a single dream of the kind fate sometimes sends to lovers and to friends. A dream.
Not one moment I regret, right from the time that we first met, two souls with a single dream in a world that seems so cold. But I am not afraid, while I have you to just a couple of dreamers caught up in between the reality and what might have been. But love has a way of transcending these things, and I'm proud to say all the things that we have meant to each other won't be taken away.
Against it, I feel in my heart. The gods must have sensed it was real from the start. You are my first love and my last.
You are my future and my past.
Two souls.
One night, a secret message came from Marcus Crassus. If Spartacus alone surrendered, all slaves would be spared. I thought it a trick, but Spartacus said to buy so many lives, he would give his own 1,000 times. When our people heard the bargain offered by Crassus, they angrily refused to let Spartacus die to save their own lives. It was agreed that if we must die, we must die together. Crassus would have our answer by dawn.
This dream can still come.